Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to take another look at James Wan's Aquaman.
See his name right.
James Wan!
All right. So, let's start with Mike. Being a very ardent supporter of Marvel movies.
All right. I will say this. I thought Aquaman was good for a DC movie. I think this is DC's smartest decision, which was to not have Zack Snyder direct a movie.
Agreed.
But it did borrow from a whole lot of films.
Mike, I want to get into that for a second. So what films are you talking about?
There's a bit of Fifth Element. They literally jacked a whole action scene for Fast Five.
Which one?
The whole Italy scene is nothing but Fast Five when Dwayne Johnson is literally shot for shot.
That's where that it came from. Okay.
Literally shot for shot. I'm sitting there watching it like, I mean, could you just...
Okay.
Really?
I did not get that one. Okay. I have another one for you guys, but go ahead.
There's a shot where Aquaman gets blown back and he literally does the same pose as Iron Man in Avengers 1. There were a few other ones too that I'm even losing track. But I mean, seriously, I'm sitting there like...
On the last podcast, they mentioned Indiana Jones, and I have a couple other ones. So go ahead.
Part of me is like, okay, you kind of carbon copied a whole bunch of movies. But at the same time, again, it's like, I don't know, it might be a smart decision because Aquaman was actually good. I left the movie going, this was good.
By DC standards,
this was good. Like,
thank you, Mike.
They still have some stuff they need to work on, like ending shots for movies, because that was another.
Mike,
I thought about you. I was like, Michael, I love this last part. I'm like, now I'm going to love the last scene.
I said, really? After Wonder Woman, this is what we're going with again? Yeah. I'm Aquaman. I'm like, we don't need all that, man.
Oh, God. That was
Let it go. Y'all had it right. It was fine. And you just had to go do that shot. But overall, like I said, for a TC movie, I think it was good. Zack Snyder made me listen as executive producer, but I feel like he didn't have much to do with this at all.
Probably not.
No, he didn't. He didn't have anything to do with it.
Which is DC's smartest decision thus far. So if they can keep going down this path and find other directors with different visions other than the Snyder cut, I think they'll start shaping up to be all right. Still not on Marvel's level yet. But like I said, Aquaman to me was solid for a DC movie. I will say that.
Bang. There we go. All right. Good job, Mike.
I want to talk about my thoughts about James Wan's Aquaman. The beginning of the movie was just really sappy. They had a decent initial fight scene. Nicole Kidman did a good job. And that was some good CG, kind of de-aging the CG. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
As Matt mentioned on the previous podcast, that Black Manta stuff just seemed shoehorned in. And they didn't know what to do with him. And they tried to make it sympathetic. And that's kind of where the sappiness comes into play, because his father sacrifices himself. I didn't really understand that. And then I was a little confused about the timeline, but they explained that. And I think you guys explained it during the last podcast. A lot of the stuff just seemed very melodramatic. And then the things that I took away from this movie, Mike mentioned some movies that this reminded him of. Follow up on that. Reminded me of Gods of Egypt.
Shit. Oh, my God. I can't refute that. I can't refute. God, that was the movie I was thinking about.
Oh, I got another one for you. It reminded me of The Mummy and Indiana Jones. So, tonally, the movie shifts from comic book movie to Indiana Jones and The Mummy, and then back to comic book movie. Hercules, that Dwayne The Rock Johnson Hercules, a little bit of Gladiator.
I swear, every time they were underwater, I felt like I was looking at underwater Tron Legacy. Everything underwater looks just like Tron.
Mike, you are on point.
Period.
Not just that, Mike. They have ripped off large swaths of Tron Legacy.
Yes.
Large swaths of Tron Legacy.
I've seen Tron like 7 times.
Tron Legacy.
Don't even think about it.
All right. Flynn's son is Sam. That is Aquaman. So Mira is Korra. So Flynn is Atlanta, Nicole Kidman's character.
Oh, okay, I see.
Flynn's disc is the Trident. Patrick Wilson is Clue.
Okay.
Tron is Black Manta.
Story beats, not the, so much the shots.
And then the they're story. Fighting in like this kind of grand stadium, just like
the pacing. Okay.
Yeah. And
okay, I got you.
The grid is underwater.
Part when they're in the stadium, he's fighting, he loses. Then Mira comes in and saves him, and then they that kicks off that. Oh,
So I will give,
you know what? I like Thrawn, so go ahead.
I will give a lot of points to Mike's movie watching skills.
Oh,
because I'm sitting there, I'm like, I've seen this movie before. I can't put it on it. First came Gods of Egypt, and I was like, no, it's kind of there.
Exactly.
And then the Jason Momoa, Conan the Barbarian, it felt somewhat like that. Mike's going to cringe at this one, but Avatar, pretty obvious. You guys said that in the last podcast. Star Wars, Avatar. Thor.
Avatar sucks.
What?
Avatar sucks. It's one of the worst damn movies ever created. It's visually period.
Oh my God, the vitriol.
Just like Aquaman.
Only visually stunning. Other than that, Avatar should have never been made.
Avatar was an amazing film.
No, it really wasn't. You're bamboozled. See?
Avatar was amazing.
You're like, no, everyone that saw Avatar literally said the same thing afterwards. Oh my God, it was visually stunning. No one can say shit about the storyline or nothing. It's always
it was
visually stunning.
So, yeah.
I don't care. It's a piece of shit. Should have been made.
I don't think it was.
We don't need sequels. Yes, it is. We don't need sequels of that. James Cameron is overrated.
Okay.
I like James Cameron before, but I don't like him anymore. He's overrated as hell.
Speaking about another James, let's get back to the James Wan's Aquaman. It pulls from a lot of movies, and there were some inconsistencies that I thought should have been fixed. So this is all based on Greek mythology, but somehow they're in Italy. Why is that confusing? When all you do is go to Greece, do that same thing there. That just seemed a little off to me.
It's not based on Greek mythology, though.
It is.
No, they mentioned Poseidon. Like, Poseidon gave a trident and stuff like that. But other than that...
But Poseidon is Greek.
Granted, it's that whole Mediterranean area. But the idea is that the gods themselves were...
The Amazonians are Greek. The Amazonians and the Atlanteans are somewhat closely related. Why are they not in Greece? Some other inconsistencies. Why is Black Manta just randomly working on advanced technology that he has never seen and somehow able to turn that into another weapon?
He only just spray painted it and he attached the eyes to the... But no, you're right. I remember that scene, pre-quirky and everything, but good. That's a valid point.
Mike, you have a comment?
Other than that, it looked like Iron Man? No.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, even the way that he jumps on screen in Italy reminded me of when Iron Man 1, he was in the Middle East or wherever the heck he was. I will say that James Wan understands action, and despite that Italy scene, it was okay. I understand what they tried to do. They tried to make it, hey, action's going on in different areas, so let's just keep panning from one area to the other area. And getting to the core of the movie, since Zack Snyder didn't have much to do with this, and Zack Snyder did kind of have an influence on Wonder Woman, how that movie was shaped and visual style. I really wish they would get away from that. Oh, no. I actually like this movie.
What the heck?
I don't know what it is about it. A straight popcorn movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Jason Momoa that maybe he feels comfortable in the role. I mean, this movie is much better than Batman v Superman and Justice League. I would watch this movie before I would watch those.
Absolutely.
And actually, before Wonder Woman.
Before Wonder Woman.
Would say that I like this movie more than Wonder Woman.
Yes, I agree.
The pace, I'm taken aback.
The pacing in this movie is a lot better than Wonder Woman. The action in the movie...
Way better.
Yeah. I would say early on in Wonder Woman, it's fine, but like towards the end of Wonder Woman, like that...
Whole last act.
Yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, pretty much. So...
I'm blown.
I would say that James Wan needs to be in control of the DC universe the way that Zack Snyder was.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. At least his vision is a little bit better and a little bit more cohesive than Zack Snyder. It's a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I agree with the fun part. It was like they crafted the movie around Jason Momoa. That's what it felt like. It almost felt like, look at the talent we got. Play to that talent's strength. I even like the world building. The world building was a lot better than it was in Wonder Woman. Like Wonder Woman, it took it way too seriously. In Aquaman, it was like...
And even in Man of Steel. Man of Steel's world building starts off okay, but then as soon as Zod gets to Earth, it just goes downhill. And I like Man of Steel.
That's why I didn't do the comparison between that and Grease. It was like, but towards the end, even when it got to the arena portion, it felt like Atlantis was his own place. Once it got to the Brian Kingdom, you got these dudes walking around with crab tanks. I'm like, you got to be kidding. I'm just along for the ride with this, all in on this. I'm done. I'm in. I mean, you had the different various kingdoms, and by that time, it made sense at that time, you know, that they were, of course, they're going to be crab people. They already got the mer people. Of course, they're going to have crab people. So the world building was a way, was enough that you would just expect the just the off the wall craziness. I like the color and how bright, and they just went with it. It was like at some point they just said, you know what? Forget this dark and gloomy mess. Let's just go for it.
Yeah. That's the Zack Snyder style of let's make everything kind of dim. 300 is dim. Sucker Punch is dim.
Yeah.
Man of Steel is dim.
Yeah. Agreed on that.
But Batman v Superman definitely is dim. Whatever half of Justice League that he directed is also grim and dim. And again, I think James Wan has a good balance of action, comedy, and kind of pacing. Because again, the Zack Snyder problem, everything was super serious in Man of Steel. Then they tried to course correct, and they tried to make everything super funny in Batman v Superman, Martha. And then Justice League, they tried to somewhat balance it out, and it still didn't work. Wonder Woman was some, I wouldn't say serious, but they tried.
It was pretty serious. Not compared to Aquaman, it was pretty serious. Like, yeah. They're doing World War One. I think more or less it was the whole fish out of water interacting with man's world made it was the comedic portion. But in the end, it was incredibly serious with that movie at a lot of points. Aquaman didn't have anywhere near that level.
Mike, any comments?
Nah.
God, I'm like blown, man. You guys liked it. I thought I was going to be the only one liking this movie.
Nah, like I said, it was good for a DC film. When it went off, I was sitting there like, I mean, I could see it again. It wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind seeing the sequel.
Yeah. Like, I left literally going, as long as you start picking directors like James Wan and different visionaries, DC, you might actually be on to something.
Again, I think Zack Snyder ruined 4 movies for DC. Maybe not so much Man of Steel, but definitely Batman v Superman and Justice League. And somewhat, to a point, Wonder Woman. Because it was his overall vision about how the world should look and how people should, well, at least the superheroes, how they should move, how the action should be.
Yeah, the action in Batman versus Superman was pretty good. Batman's fight scene in the warehouse was pretty good. You didn't like that?
Actually, yes. Sorry about that.
That scene was good, but some of the other stuff was...
The Doomsday fight was good.
The only good part about the Doomsday fight is when Wonder Woman comes on the screen.
That's what it kicked off, and they start cranking into music. And why did they change the guy doing the soundtrack for these movies? Like, they had Hans Zimmer, and he was pretty badass, the individual themes and everything, so...
I didn't really notice a difference in this movie.
I did. The music was kind of like, really? it was like, I don't know if I'd have gone with that kind of music, but...
Like, Hans Zimmer working previously, he had individual theme songs for all of the characters, especially in Batman versus Superman. They all had their own theme.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman had that track. What was that? Is She With You? And, you know, Superman had his and Batman had his. I mean, it all came out. I was like, yeah, all right. It fit. It's just a small peep and everything.
Well, they might have changed it because it seemed like they were trying to go to a lighter tone for Aquaman. So
they've heard the criticism and they've been trying to tweak it for a while now. And they're hitting the right formula. They just haven't found anything to knock out the park. I mean, considering that Aquaman's making a shit ton of money overseas now.
The thing that's interesting is like 2 weeks before this came out, Amy Adams, they asked her about Superman sequel, and she said, well, basically DC's starting all over. They're going to reboot everything. So she was like, so yeah, we're not doing anything. When this came out, they asked Jason Momoa about that. And he was like, what are you talking about? Henry Cavill's not going anywhere. He's Superman. It is what it is. He's still around. So I'm wondering if DC was really getting ready to scrap everything and reboot it. And then when he started making all that money overseas, they kind of pumped the brakes and said, well, hold on, wait a minute. Maybe we got something right for once and let's stick with it and see how this goes. Because if Shazam comes out and that's at least decent, then you got two movies back to back that you've kind of had some success.
Not three movies, isn't it? Like Wonder Woman or
Wonder Woman commercially was successful. I still, that gets knocked points for me because that last act, I just can't do it. But
oh, you really hated that last part.
That last act was terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it wasn't just me because everybody in our aisle was looking at each other going, what the hell is going on? that I look around like maybe it's just me biased towards Marvel. And I looked and this dude looked at my wife like, and he was like, do you know what's going on? And she's like, no, I'm trying to figure it out too.
I agree with Mike.
And then she goes into the camera.
Yeah. God, I hate that shot.
And then she jumps.
And then Aquaman, you do it again. Like, damn it, really?
I am Aquaman.
I literally said, oh, they just saw fuck with people now.
They just fuck with people. When he started going up through the water, I was like, if this motherfucker jumps out and does a pose.
He came out, raised the leg too.
I was like, I'm Aquaman. I'm like, oh, come on, DC. I had it right up until this point. They did a good job of the suit because normally Aquaman looks pretty goofy.
I didn't have anything to say about that. Ocean Master, I mean, he's always a goofy looking damn villain I've ever heard of. Yo. I will be the Ocean Master. Normally, I'd just be like, what the fuck? This is, I was like, oh, shit, he's going to be the master of the ocean. So, just some goofy, dumb stuff. I love it. And, you know, even when he was walking around with that goofy outfit, was it silver and purple he was rocking with? I didn't mind one bit. I wasn't even thinking about that. Instead, he just got the fight, and I'm like, Ocean Master can fight. I look at him spin that trident around. I'm like, go. It
gives me hope for Shazam. I really hope Shazam is okay, that they can continue on. Also be another player in this comic book world, because right now it's really just owned by Marvel, and Sony did a good job with Into the Spider-Verse.
Sorry, you were about to bring up Venom, and I was going to say, oh.
Into
the Spider-Verse is the shit, dude.
Turning point for Sony, if they can duplicate that again, but now there's some talk about them having like an all-female led Into the Spider-Verse movie, because that's the hot thing now. Let's
shout out to Dolph Lundgren having an actual speaking part for once. A lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
When he was first on the screen of Aquaman, I was sitting there like, this guy sounds familiar. And then suddenly I looked at my wife and I'm like, is that Dolph Lundgren? And she was like, you didn't hear me just say that? And I was like, I'll be damned. Look at Dolph. He's speaking.
Yeah.
I thought the world building was pretty extensive. And I remember bits and pieces about the comic book, you know, trying to make Aquaman, you know, less about a guy who talks to fish and more about some badass in the sea. I was on board with the, not an otherworldly attitude, but they didn't bother saying this is magic, this is science, this is whatever. We were Atlanteans, we had science, and we did something stupid, and we sunk to the bottom of the sea and stuff. It's like, I kind of like the approach where they explain this happened, and it's like you left it to the audience to decide that it was magic or science or however they did it to survive underwater. So they didn't over-explain everything, despite the fact of a ton of exposition in it.
All right, so looking at DC's next couple of movies. So obviously Shazam is next. There's supposed to be that Harley Quinn-led movie, which may or may not come out. I doubt that. Really, the only one that's in production or should have been finished by now is Wonder Woman.
So the Joker was in. What about the Joker movie?
Yeah. So there's supposed to be a Cyborg movie, that Joker movie, the Green Lantern Corps, a Flash movie. If they can never figure out what's going on with Batman, the Batman movie.
Said he has to deliver a script by the end of the year.
Well, I remember at one point Affleck talked about walking away. So that was part of the holdup right there. Cause at one point he was like, yeah, I'm just done with it.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with him. At this point, everybody was on board with him being Batman. So I don't know what his beef was. Like, I mean, he went through all that grief.
Well, I think the beef was all the flack that happened after Batman versus Superman and Justice League, not doing as well as they wanted it to. And so I think at that point, Affleck was probably like, okay, why continue to do this when it's just not going to work? There's two movies I've done. DC stands are going to say it's great, but everyone else is like, yeah, whatever, movie sucked. You can't do nothing against Marvel. And so he's probably frustrated and was like, forget it. Why even bother? And now, like I said, I think honestly, after what Momoa said, I really think DC was ready to scrap everything and go back to the drawing board. And so they started, this worked. And then critically, everybody's like, hey, this is actually really good. And now I think they're sitting back like, okay, we have no more Zack Snyder. That's the key. See how this goes. Like I say, if Shazam works, I think they're going to put everything back on track like they had it.
Yeah, because Shazam is the only one that's Snyder free, right?
Yeah. And also Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
What's the new one or the first one?
Well, the new one, they're talking about getting James Gunn to direct it.
Yeah. So I think he's writing possibly the script for it, but I think that's the last thing I heard. But they do want him to direct it, but there will likely be a Suicide Squad 2 at some point, maybe in the next 3 or 4 years.
James Gunn gets a watch, so yeah, I'd watch it. Even though I swore I'd never watch anything that said Suicide or Santa-like Squad. Never again.
All right. So, Mike, what score would you give James Wan's Aquaman?
I'm going to be generous. It's a DC movie that I actually thought was good. So I'm actually at a 7.5.
I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to give it a 7. I believe I gave Wonder Woman a 6.5. That's what that movie deserved because that last act was bad. Aquaman is a good balance for DC. If they can keep those movies at that level, they can have some success. They're not going to do Infinity War. They can't do that. It's impossible because that is greatness. Avengers Endgame is going to be excellence. And whatever comes after that for Marvel will just be better and better. But for DC and their track record from Green Lantern till now, not good, but at least had 3 movies, Wonder Woman, Man of Steel, this movie, out of all those that actually works. Yeah, good job, DC. That's Beast Game Podcast. Everybody clap.
Yeah, I even give them a hand clap.